48 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee's House Speaker says more discipline could be directed at Democrats who staged a walkout during the recent special session on redrawing the state's congressional maps. Speaker Cameron Sexton already stripped Democratic caucus members of their committee assignments. Now the Tennessean reports the Speaker says he's considering making it more difficult for those lawmakers to travel on legislative business. Speaking to reporters, Sexton noted that few have apologized for their protest and said removing committee assignments, quote, seems to have stung them a little bit. Meanwhile, Senate Speaker Randy McNally says Republicans in his chamber are calling for some kind of sanctions for Democratic senators, but he has not publicly announced any specifics. Four buses of Tennesseans traveled to Alabama this Saturday to protest a recent Supreme Court ruling that weakened voting protections for minorities. The decision hollowed out laws designed to prevent racial discrimination in redistricting, and Tennessee was the first state to redraw maps after the ruling. Republican lawmakers voted to carve the majority black Memphis into three reliably red districts. Memphis was the state's only Democratic congressional district. Hundreds gathered in Selma and Montgomery for the All Roads Lead to the South protest. Equity Alliance, a black-led grassroots organization in Tennessee, was among the crowd. Ella Langley dominated last night's Academy of Country Music Awards. Her crossover hit Choosin' Texas was named Song of the Year and Single of the Year. Her duet with Riley Green, Don't Mind If I Do, earned the Music Event of the Year award. And Langley won the prize for Female Artist of the Year. The ACM's top honor, Entertainer of the Year, went to Cody Johnson. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.com.